Hi, I'm Katie from Retreat and Rise Up. You may not be in a temperate rainforest in the heart of Cornwall right now, but I invite you to take a couple of minutes out of your busy day to rest in order to rise. To check in, create a little bit of space, to find clarity. Know that many daring, rich ideas have come from taking time out. Really, this practice is time in. Today, we're going to focus on moving through the hard times in business by building resilience. Whether you feel like you're already at the point of burnout, or you're here to arm yourself with tools to avoid it, know you are not alone. We see you, we feel you, we've been you. And we're here to support you. Now let's ensure that your environment is supportive of this process. If you're at your desk, how about you take a little bit of time away from screens, grab some fresh air or switch up your setting, plonking yourself down somewhere a bit more comfortable. Seated or lying down, allow your body to feel at ease as you listen to my voice for the next 10 minutes or so. You might want to take a minute to notice where you're carrying tension in your body and have a little bit of a stretch. Rolling your shoulders up towards your ears, then dropping them back down. Take a couple of neck circles, allowing your head to rotate on its axis, noticing where you feel tightness or stiffness, pausing and then moving through it, reversing your circles, finding balance in the body. Let's now find balance in the nervous system, using the breath. Together, we'll inhale through the nose, exhale, sigh out through the mouth, signaling to the brain that we can shift ourselves out of fight or flight mode into rest and digest for the rest of this session. Inhaling, exhaling, breathing in new oxygen, exhaling through the mouth, releasing any stagnant energy, any sounds that you want to make too. Maybe that's a big sigh, a yawn, a vocalization, whatever feels good. Really nice. And with every exhale, allowing yourself to release your muscles, to sink a little deeper into the ground, to let go a little more. And once you feel more settled, more grounded, come back to your natural breath. No need to control it, let your breath breathe itself. Simply turn your attention to it, to the rise and fall of your chest, your belly, to the temperature of the breath in your nostrils or on the roof of your mouth, to its quality. Does it feel fast or slow, deep or shallow, choppy or smooth? Taking this moment to tune into your present reality, however it feels and however it looks, without the need to label it good or bad, purely noticing, observing, using the breath to anchor you in the here and now. Pulling you away from any distractions that may be fighting for your attention. See if you can leave them behind for the next few minutes as we explore the idea of building resilience together. Resilience is our ability to adapt, recover, and move forward in the face of workplace stress or pressure. Regular feelings of fatigue, sleeplessness, a lack of productivity or motivation are often manifestations of burnout, especially for driven go-getters who may have been encouraged to wear hustle as a badge of honor. Perhaps unaware that this hustle culture is causing us even more stress in the body, both physical and emotional. When things get overwhelming at work, when you feel like you're wading through mud, when you take one step forward and two steps back, your mission must become your anchor. Just like the breath anchors us in this moment. What are you putting the effort in for? What impact do you want to have? Take a moment now to reconnect with your why. And in those moments when you feel disconnected from your why, know that pausing is strategic. It's not a sign of failure or weakness. Burnout can present itself as apathy, and resilience doesn't mean pushing through at all costs. Resting in order to rise up stronger, more resourced, is a tried and tested strategy. Can you work on giving yourself permission to take rest, to slow down? Not berating yourself for breaks, for mental health days. How are you expected to pour from an empty cup? You can't out-hustle emptiness. But if it already feels like there aren't enough hours in the day, and that fully stopping, downing tools isn't feasible, start small. What rituals could you keep? Daily, weekly, monthly, to keep you moving forward no matter what you come up against. That don't feel time intensive and overwhelming, like another burden on your to-do list. Perhaps taking more walks in nature. Carving out 10 minutes for meditation to calm your nervous system. Maybe gratitude journaling, reflecting on what you've already achieved. Working on seeing setbacks as lessons and small wins as successes. Maybe it's time to find a mentor who's been there, done that, who can support you through the bumps in the road. Why not take some time now to devise your own set of resilience rituals? That feel realistic, that you can honor, maybe even enjoy. And again, resilience doesn't have to look like pushing through at all costs. If you let these rituals slip, so be it. Give yourself permission to fail a little bit. what's the worst that's going to happen if you don't sit and observe your breath each and every morning. But for now, you can come back to your breath, to your body, to your surroundings, noticing how you feel and if anything has shifted, welcoming any emotions that arise, taking a few more breaths for yourself. Thank you for taking this time today to go inward, to pause. I've been Katie from Retreat and Rise Up, brand building retreats held 4 times a year at Cabilla, Cornwall, an ancient temperate rainforest where ideas have space to grow. To find out more, you can head to retreatandriseup.com. I hope to see you there soon.